Hey everyone, I couldn't even finish the sentence.
The air horn waits for no man.
The air horn,
or woman,
in a way,
apparently.
Yeah.
No waiting.
The air horn has become like its own celebrity. It's like a third co-host at this point.
I know, and just between you and me, it's getting a little bit...
A little too popular?
Who does the air horn think it is?
Well, what the air horn knows is that it's Jobs Friday.
It's Jobs Friday!
Yes. And according to the Employment Situation Report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in September, the unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. That is the lowest the unemployment rate has been since 1969.
That is...
Remarkable.
Remarkable. Yeah. Of course, as usual, we do not just want to look at the monthly fluctuations in the report. We love talking about the longer-term trends. And we also love to talk about some of the underlying detailed trends that you might not see if you're just looking at those monthly numbers.
Yeah, and a great way to do that is to steal from our friends.
Yeah, we like to steal.
Yeah, a lot of the people we've had on the show often turn out quick reports on Jobs Day in the morning. They do it on their newsletters and blogs and on Twitter. And we're taking them. We're taking their ideas, all right? So let's call this the Stolen Indicator Edition of Jobs Friday.
Stealing is a job, too.
Yeah.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, Stolen Jobs Day Trends from our clever Jobs Day friends.
Nailed
it. Nailed the rhyme scheme.
Did you nail it, though? Did you nail it, Cardiff?
This message comes from The Indicator's sponsor, Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums. And they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Support also comes from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Okay, so our first Jobs Day, like, victim of our thievery, I guess, is our old pal Jared Bernstein.
Hi, Jared.
Over at his personal blog, Jared notes that the average number of jobs created over the last 6 months is a little more than 200,000 jobs per month.
And this matters because last month, only 134,000 jobs were created. And people might overreact to that and think jobs growth is slowing down. But that number might be affected by temporary factors like Hurricane Florence last month or other things. And that number also might be revised up later on. That is why you have to look at the longer trend. And the longer trend shows that the labor market is still doing pretty well.
That's right. Second, next up, we are stealing from Martha Gimbel. Martha is the research director at the Indeed Hiring Lab. Martha posted a great pair of charts on Twitter showing which industries are creating jobs the fastest and which industries are losing jobs the fastest. And the fastest growing industry, this is not a surprise, is activities that support mining. The reason that's not a surprise is because the price of oil has gone up a lot in the past year, and that means that mining activity has also increased, and so the industry needs more workers.
The second fastest growing industry, at least for jobs growth, is for couriers and messengers. This industry really captures the importance of e-commerce, of, you know, buying things online, and actually it has been growing fast for years, as you might expect.
And as for the industry that is losing jobs the fastest, it's the sporting goods, hobby, book, and music stores category.
Oh, that makes me sad. Like, we're becoming more boring.
Well, it's...
We're giving up our hobbies.
Maybe, maybe not, though.
Okay.
Because it's possible, not certain, but possible, that the jobs being lost in this sector are sort of like the flip side of the e-commerce jobs that are growing so quickly. So maybe one category is, in a way, replacing the jobs in the other category. So we're not becoming more boring. We're just getting our interestingness... fed to us differently.
.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Our hobbies are now prime hobbies. Is that what you're saying?
Yo, nice. Anyways, we'll link to Martha's charts over at our website so you can see the rest of those industries.
Next up, our third stolen indicator victim is economist Betsy Stevenson. Betsy tweeted a list of the unemployment rates for specific categories of people. So remember, the overall unemployment rate is 3.7%, but there were two categories that have a much higher unemployment rate.
And here they are: Black or African Americans have an unemployment rate of 6%, and people who did not graduate from high school have an unemployment rate of 5.5%. The good news is that for both of these categories, the unemployment rate has come down a lot in recent years, and in fact, they are closing the gap with the overall unemployment rate, but still some progress left to be made.
And finally, our last stolen indicator victim is some guy named Cardiff Garcia.
Oh, hey.
I don't know. He's on the internet.
He's on the internet and he's like fighting with an air horn for for airtime.
And Cardiff, you tweeted something called employment to population ratio for people ages 25 to 54.
Yes.
And what this shows is the share of people in those age groups who have jobs. And this is important because it takes out people that you would expect not to be working as much, like students or retired people. And this Cardiff person tweeted those figures for both men and women.
Yep, and here's what it shows. It shows that during the recovery, the employment to population ratio has recovered quite a bit for both men and women. But this year, the trend has flattened for men. That improvement has stopped. And that could be temporary. We don't really know yet, but it's worth watching. But for women, the trend has actually continued improving this year, and it's been especially healthy in the last couple of years. So that's it. Thanks to all of our victims. We hope that you keep leaving such great economic pies right by the proverbial open window.
You are on fire today, Cardiff.
With the dad that jokes.
You don't have to worry about that air horn taking your job anytime soon.
Oh, so long as we
can
keep swiping those indicators.
With cinnamon rolls and coffees all the time.
We'll be posting links to these indicators over at npr.org/money. And guess what, everybody?
This is very exciting.
Yes. The Indicator now has its own Twitter account.
It's happened.
Yeah. We are at The Indicator. So starting today, you can follow us there.
You can steal stuff from us now.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, and this week on Latino USA, you can buy cat food or sofas online, but how do you get that stuff? The often invisible link in the supply chain, warehouses, and the people who work there. That's this week on Latino USA. Find us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.